He stood for a little while thus, looking and listening. He could see nothing and could hear only the sound of distant talking. What were they doing on the lonely shore thus at night? Then he suddenly turned and cut off across the sand hillocks, but kept pretty close to the shore, his object being to spy upon them and to watch what they were about from the back of the low sand hills that fronted the beach. He had gone along some distance when he became aware of the sound of voices that seemed to be drawing closer to him as he came toward the speakers. He stopped and stood listening, and instantly, as he stopped, the voices stopped also. He crouched there, silently, in the glimmering moonlight, surrounded by the silent stretches of sand, and the stillness seemed to press upon him like a heavy hand. Then suddenly the sound of a man's voice began again, and as Tom listened, he could hear someone counting. 91. The voice began. 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, 100, 101. The slow, monotonous count coming nearer and nearer. 102, 103, 104, and so on. Suddenly he saw three heads appear above the sandhill, so close to him that he crouched down quickly with a keen thrill, close behind the hillock near which he stood. His first fear was that they might have seen him in the moonlight, but they had not, and his heart rose again as the counting voice went steadily on. 120, it was saying. And 21, and 22, and 23, and 24. And then he who was counting came out from behind the little sandy hill into the shimmering brightness. It was the man with a cane whom Tom had seen some time before, the captain of the party who had landed. He carried his cane under his arm now. He was holding his lantern close to something that he held in his hand, upon which he looked closely as he walked slowly in a perfect straight line across the sand, counting each step as he took it. And 25, and 26, and 27, and 28, and 29, and 30.